Philip Saint-Pierre, it is adjudicated as date is 03/06/2025. Dictation is for Miss Lisa Rhodes. Rhodes spells R-H-O-D-E-S. Lisa spells L-I-S-A. Date of birth is 12/21/1958. This is a 66-year-old young lady here with throat pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately a week or more, but has gotten worse in the last 5 days. She described pain as sharp, rated pain 7/10. She denies trauma. Said pain is worse with swallowing, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports runny nose. Next line. She reports coughing. Says coughing is productive of green sputum. She says at first coughing was dry. Then she developed clear sputum, but now it's greenish yellow, period. Next line, patient reports body aches. Next line, she reports chills. Next line, patient reports fatigue. Next line, next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented, obese young lady in mild distress, coughing frequently in the office. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 131/73. Pressure 78. Pulse 53. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. Nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph. Sinuses tender, ethmoid sinus and maxillary sinuses. Next line. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has diffuse but mild inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. Next line, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. She's bradycardic at 53. However, after she received the nebulizer, consists of Atrovent and albuterol, pulse increased to approximately 75. The next paragraph, abdomen distended, secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented, 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute pharyngitis, number 2, odynophagia, number 3, acute cough, number 4, acute rhinitis, number 5, acute sinusitis, number 6, acute bronchitis. Next paragraph, in the clinic today, patient received the following. Nebulizer treatment consisting of albuterol and Atrovent times 1. Next line, Rocephin, 1 gram IM. Next line, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. Patient was observed in the clinic for an additional 20 minutes or so. Then she was reevaluated. She stated she feels much better, is comfortable being discharged home. She was given strict return to precautions to come back to the clinic if she doesn't feel symptoms returns. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. Patient says she understands and will comply. She was sent home with the following medication. Albuterol 2.5/3 mL. She will take 3 mL with her home nebulizer 3 times a day, PRN for cough and wheezing. Open parentheses, patient has a nebulizer machine at home. She was advised to take the mask and the tubing that she used here. Next medication, hydroxyzine, 25 milligrams, 1 POQHS, 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Bromfed DM, 2/10/30/5, 2 teaspoons POBID for 10 days, number 200 mils. Next medication, Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily, until gone, number 6. Patient was given antibiotics because of the duration of her symptoms, and she has comorbidities, namely hypertension, obesity, heart murmur, and depression. She was given the opportunities to ask questions. She says she has none. Patient was given an excuse to remain from work for the next 3 days period. End of dictation.